it's time for our monthly visit with our friends from the Encourage Foundation. Of course, they're located at 478 East Grand Avenue, directly across from Hotel Mead on the east side downtown. And we've got a number of things to talk about. And with us in the studio today are Corey Anfinson and Christy Agee, who happens to be an Encourage board member. And also, a lot of you know her as the Community Health Improvement Planner at the Wood County Health Department, who's been on the show before talking about healthy people, Wood County, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so, welcome, ladies.
Thanks, Carl. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay. Well, we want to wrap up the picnic. I had a lot of fun. I had fun with the band. When it was announced that I was going to get to be with a real band, Southbound, that got me juiced. And it was fun. Nice big sound, and they put on a great show. Got people dancing and everything else. That was a heck of a picnic, and then all the great food and all the other activities. Give us a little wrap up of the.
Say we couldn't be happier with the way it turned out. We were so nervous about the rain that was supposedly going to come, and it held off till 10 minutes before the picnic was over. So we were fortunate.
Yeah, all the bad storms stayed to the north, and we were able to have a good time. A huge crowd.
Huge crowd.
Yeah. Huge crowd in the lines. The food lines were short.
Yeah, I was impressed with that. And I heard from folks, the lines are moving very quickly. So did the layout work out the way you folks intended?
Yeah, every year we learn something and we try to tweak for the next year. And, it's funny because this year our footprint was smaller than it ever has been, but the flow was the best it's ever been. So it's confusing, but, that's what you have when you have an engineer planning your food line system. So Steve Turner at our office really helped put that together and think about how can we be really efficient in getting people through lines. But that also depends on the wonderful servers that we had. So we had some great volunteers making that happen.
Yeah, I got to go out and start the thing. With a portable sound system, you folks wanted. My first announcements were at the food tent.
Mm-hmm.
By the food tent, one of the first people I ran into was State Representative Scott Krug.
Yeah.
he was going, yeah. He goes, this is a lot bigger than a dairy breakfast.
Yeah, Scott was one of our volunteers on a food line on first shift.
Yeah,
really enjoyed the picnic.
Yeah, and I saw so many different people from a variety of walks of life and that volunteered. Some new people who said this was their first time they volunteered and they're going to be back. And I saw people, I was pushing them from the stage. I was telling folks, hey, sign up next to me over here is where they're doing the sign up for next year. I was seeing people already signing up for next year.
Mm-hmm. We're just, like I said earlier, we're so grateful that we are able to offer this to the community. And, so many times we get the question, why do you host this?
Okay, let's talk.
Why do you do that, Christy?
This is actually technically your annual meeting.
It is. That is correct. And that's a great question. So why do we do the picnic? And Carl, to your point about it's so great to see all the different walks of life and different folks coming out who maybe never come out for events like that in the community. It really is what the community is about. It's about promoting connections and sharing among residents, businesses, and organizations that call Wisconsin Rapids home in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, and highlighting our community assets. We have so many assets in our community that aren't necessarily highlighted, or maybe when you live here for a while, you forget how amazing our community is.
Yeah, you take it for granted. Mm-hmm. I had somebody tell me while we were just watching the crowd as I was listening to the band and waiting for my next time to go up and make some announcements, and he goes, people don't realize how diverse this community is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to an event like this, you find out how diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a city of our size or an area of this size, it has the diversity of a larger area. And people don't know that.
Right, it does. And with diversity comes greatness. It's really incredible. So it's wonderful to see all those folks. And through that picnic, people are able to share their time, their talent, and their treasures. And we're really able to unite and celebrate each other and to celebrate our community.
Yeah, and it's become something people look forward to, and especially families and young families. And the kids were just having a ball. I remember seeing this one little boy. You might have seen him, too. He had on the big kind of orangish, redish tennis shoes. and he was with his mom, mm-hmm. and he was grooving with the band.
He was.
Yeah, he was. I'm going, I like that. That's one, but that's one of those things you love to see at a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
You like to see young families having fun, being able to get out and enjoy a meal together. I got to sit down and enjoy a meal with my sister who was celebrating her birthday, and my elderly sister.
Yeah, yes. We heard about that. We were so excited that she came to the community picnic to celebrate her birthday. And that, you know, instead of getting her flowers, you got her a whole community picnic. How nice
right.
of you, Carl.
Right. She got to see her brother going, oh, so that's what he does.
And a lot of times that's what people will ask us, what do you do at Encourage? The picnic is what we do. We do it in many different ways. It's not always as grand as a 7,000-person event, but that's what we do. We build community. It's not a, you know, the picnic is not about a charity. It's about bringing people together, and that's the work that we do at Encourage. And what better way to do that by doing this instead of an annual meeting? So we could host 200 people and have an annual meeting and print a glossy book.
Right. The motion on the floor is.
We could do that, but that's not who Encourage is. And the picnic puts on display who Encourage is, and we are the community, and the community is Encourage. And that's why every volunteer, every partner organization, every participant, they are Encourage, because we're the same. We're one and the same. And it's just a wonderful event to highlight that.
And over 300 some volunteers who gave over 800 hours of...
Absolutely. So we had the Assumption football team out there was set up and a couple other volunteers in the morning. We had afternoon volunteers. We had shift volunteers. And thank you, Lincoln High School football players, for showing up despite the rain at cleanup to help us make that downtown look better than it did before we got there. So
that's been noted by the Common Council that when and people help clean up near their sites and the like. It's nice when you get that's a privilege, and to leave the city cleaner than when we, so that, wow, these guys really did a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to all the volunteers that night, especially during cleanup at the end, because that storm was coming and everybody was worried. I imagine some folks got wet.
Yeah, I went home a little squishy in the shoes, but you know what? We experienced rain the year before, so it really wasn't as scary. The first year we had rain, it was a little scary, but this year we were like, ah, what's a little rain at cleanup time?
Right.
Because it was just beautiful during the event. So, but you know, we had over 133 partners this year.
I was going to imagine.
Lots of new partners. And to give perspective to that, in 2012 when we hosted our first community picnic, we had 9 partners.
Wow.
Last year we were at 73, almost doubling that this year with 133 partnerships.
Folks, you would love to have an investment that did that, had that kind of an arc.
Yeah. You know, and we had some new stuff this year. We had a shuttle, and a lot of folks utilized that shuttle. The city was gracious enough to let us use Witterfield parking lot. Wood County provided a shuttle bus, as well as we had a bus from Lamers. So both of those groups were partners in the picnic, providing a service that they could to the community. And we saw a lot of people utilizing that, because we know parking downtown can get hard or a little, it's hard to find a spot. Plus, you have to walk further. So they were dropped off right on top of the event, which was fantastic. Fabulous for those who utilize the shuttle.
I heard that from some folks that said, I'll do this again next if they have the shuttle. I think that will be one of the, when you get feedback, that will be one thing. Have the shuttle.
Yeah, that is one thing that we're going to have on our website today. We've been working on our feedback form. If you attended the community picnic, we would love to hear from you. Every year I say we make adjustments, changes, tweaks. And so we like to know, what was the experience that our attendees had and, what are their recommendations. But we also want to hear the good, what parts of it were you appreciative of? What should we try to continue in the future? Because that helps us for our planning for the next year.
Yeah, it's our picnic and you're part of the community. Help. Maybe you could share an idea. You might come up and say, hey, listen, I noticed this. And I think this would work here. That's something your planners can then look at.
Absolutely. We are always looking for suggestions and feedback. So if someone has the opportunity, it's going to be on our website today. We'll post it on our Facebook, Twitter. So it's going to be available, and we would love for people to take the time to do it. It'd probably take 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already, post your pictures on Facebook.
Yes,
and
we
Twitter.
Love seeing those.
And there were a lot of people taking pictures of friends, neighbors, family, at the picnic, and go ahead and post them on your Facebook page.
Absolutely. We're posting some of ours. We haven't even touched the amount that we have, but we're trying to get as many as we can out there as we can. You know, a lot of folks are at our office, they're taking a little bit of a vacation after this picnic, so we're working as hard
you.
As we can. But yeah, we've been posting every day some of the things that we experienced at the picnic, but we would love for people to share their photos with us. We couldn't be everywhere at every moment. So,
what's been the initial reaction you've been getting directly from folks about this year's picnic?
That's a great question. So during the picnic, I enjoyed meeting new folks and asking them if they'd been before. And I heard a number of people tell me that they'd been to every picnic, which was really exciting. And then, honestly, I had a number of people tell me it was their first time. And so just people couldn't believe it. Overwhelmingly, just so thankful that this was being put on and it was something they were able to attend free of charge. And it was something that was really celebrating them and celebrating our community and our assets. We have on the back of our volunteer shirts, the saying, "Look what we found."
Yes.
And I had a number of people say to me, "What does that mean?" Mm-hmm. You know what? And, you know, it caught me off guard the first time. It was maybe 5 minutes into the food line and I was right by the food line right next to Representative Krug, and him and I were, you know, chatting it up and letting people prep their way through the line. And so I had folks ask me that, and I said to them, "Well, look at this. Look around you. We found you, and yeah. We found all of these assets. Look at the river." And they thought about it for a second, and they were like, "Yeah, look what we found." And I said, "And look what you found by being here and meet somebody, you know, take the time today to meet someone you've never met before."
Yeah, during my announcements, I've been doing this now, I don't know how many years, but I mentioned that. I said, the only cost of admission is that you meet someone new, strike up a conversation. It's like the world state's largest family reunion. Just like you would at a family reunion, sit down and talk to somebody. Strike up a conversation. I saw a couple, some service personnel that were there. I made a point of welcoming them and pointing them where the food was and everything else, and thanking them for their service.
Mm-hmm.
And their response was really cool. Thank you for your support. but that's the neat thing. But you saw families of kids. You saw seniors. You saw business people. I mean, you saw. It's a whole gamut of this community.
We would love to hear, you know, if people are willing to stop by our office, come in and say hello to us. We would love to hear your picnic story. We were able to do that as a staff yesterday, and some of the things that I heard were so amazing.
Okay, let's...
Quickly tell you my favorite one, or want me to do it after break?
Now you're catching on. That's what we call a tease. And so I'm going to play our commercial break, and then we come back with your story.
Yes, you don't want to miss it.
You don't want. You're listening to the Morning Magazine, our monthly visit with Encourage. Back with more right after this. And we're kind of reviewing last week's picnic. And again, thank you to everybody that showed up and had a wonderful time. And Corey Anthonson is here, and Christy Agee, who's an Encourage board member, as well as the community health improvement planner for the Wood County Health Department. But since she is a board member, your feedback is important. So go to that website, their website, and fill out that survey. And going into break, Corey was going to tell us a story. And we want you to share your picnic stories. I saw a lot of different stories happening with people. Oh, I haven't seen them. It was like someone hugging and seeing someone they haven't seen in a long time. Families just getting together and enjoying each other's company. Neighbor, a group of people, I heard people go, "Oh, well, we all live in the block." I saw that from my vantage point being your friendly MC. So we want to hear those stories. But you have one going into break you said you wanted to share.
Sure. So one of our staff members shared this story yesterday with me, and it was really impactful. So she had met a woman who was leaving the picnic who was walking with a walker, and she made sure to stop by my staff person Betsy and say, "I just have to say thank you so much for providing this picnic to us." And Betsy's like, "Oh, we're so glad you could enjoy it." But what she said after that was what really hit me. She said, "I have been homebound for weeks, and I have not been out in community for a while, and I've had this date on my calendar, and I've been looking so forward to having the opportunity to come see community, to be in community, to be a part of something again." And this gave me that opportunity. And, you know, and she was walking with her walker ever so slowly, leaving the picnic. But for her to stop by and share that with Betsy was really profound. And that's really what the picnic is about. You know, had we not offered this picnic, she would still be at home, and she still wouldn't have had the opportunity to get out with so many community members and enjoy an evening of food, fun, entertainment, and just being amongst people.
And because of that, there's probably people now aware of her, some friends she made or acquaintances she reconnected with, who can now help her as she goes forward. And hey, listen, let's get together for coffee, or let's get together for breakfast, or stuff like that. Because I was here, I noticed that too. Hey, we'll get together for a fish fry. I mean, people doing that and saying, well, this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. We don't want this to be the end of our connection. We want it to
love to continue.
Yeah, and so. So, folks, if you have those stories, I'm sure the board would love to hear it. Mm-hmm. From the board's standpoint, how do you what the growth of this picnic? Are you amazed at it, or?
We are amazed at it. It's exactly the vision and where we wanted it to go, and it's just awesome to be able to know that instead of an annual meeting, this is where we're really engaging with community, and the community is engaging with Encourage. So it's wonderful.
I remember, and you might know, about the lady that kind of came up with this idea, which was a board member or one of the early funders of the foundation. I got a chance to talk to her at the first event at Lake Wazicha. And she her memory was, as a little girl where she grew up, of a community picnic where people got together, and she wanted something like this for her community. And that was another. So this thing has become much bigger, faster than I think anybody ever could envision.
It has. So many hands make for light work. So we were so happy to have so many volunteers helping us out, because, you know, when we feed over 7,000 people, which is what we did this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We couldn't do that alone. You know, we're a staff of 14 and a board of 4, so we are appreciative of everyone's time, your time, so we are so grateful.
I love doing it.
Really? Tell you were having fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and someone go, you're the guy on the radio. Really? But moving forward, we have people, if you were there, you saw the Tribune Building. Mm-hmm. And that's the next big project. That's the next big community dream people continue to work on. We got the fun sharing, the site that we're on right now.
Yep, our global giving site.
Global giving
site. We're
still
working on that, too.
Okay, so you could go on there. But we have some Tribune teasers you've been hosting. Mm-hmm. So you got some coming up?
Absolutely. So actually, 2 days after the picnic, we did a Friday night light reveal. So we were so lucky that our colleague Carol Davis had the vision to come up with an idea of how do we like reinvent the space while we're waiting to build it. And, you know, why not bring in local artists to paint the windows and do Friday night lights? So every Friday night from now through October, you can drive past the Tribune at dark and you're going to see these artists' visions coming to life through the windows.
So we
have lights on in the building, and it was stunning, Carl, to see these lights the first night. It was so amazing. So there's 16 painted windows in the Tribune, and they're amazing.
So this Friday night, drive around over by the Tribune Building. You might want to even take some pictures of that. That's pretty cool. Do you have some pictures on your website?
We do have some pictures. We're going to share some more pictures on the Tribune Facebook site. We've got some good photos. We actually had Bill Neiman come down and take photos of the artists and their work, too, so we'll be sharing those as soon as we see those. But some of those visuals, there was one that of somebody that painted a view of the river from there. That has to be my favorite one. It's so beautiful in the nighttime. So the vision that these artists had to figure out how is this going to look projecting out the opposite direction. So someone actually had like a saying or a poetry, I'm not sure which it is, on there. So they had to write that all backwards.
Wow.
It's stunning. I could barely write my initials backwards on my window, so I was like, how do you do that?
Okay.
And that's a beautiful painting of birch trees. It's stunning. We got a Raptors baseball player up there. We have some jopa trees done by a Girl Scout. She's got a river view with a jopa tree. Val Tan did an amazing up-close shot of a cranberry bush or a cranberry flower. I don't know what else to call it, with a couple berries on it. Steve Kiffer, of course, we love this one, did a monarch wing, but it's just a zoomed-in version of it. And when you look at it, you know, just on the window, you may not know what it is, but when you put that light behind it, it's so gorgeous shining through there. So it was a stunning event. We had, you know, like 30 people down there on Friday night to see it. And we just want to also say thank you to the city, Waterworks and Lighting, for turning off our streetlights so we could see those better.
Okay, are they going to be doing that?
We're not going to ask them to do that every Friday. We want to make sure that we're safe and have lights on for community members. But for the first night, we thought it was important enough to make that ask. So.
Okay. But it will be up on Friday nights through October.
Every Friday night, just like football. So come down after you go watch a local game and drive past the Tribune. It looks so awesome from the other side of the river, too.
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like a little mini fireworks show almost.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're going to have a chef demo there.
Yeah, so we have the chef from Mid-State Technical College, Paul Kennedy.
Oh, he's very
good. Partnering with us, as well as we're partnering with the Farmers Market, to host a Farmers Market chef demo. So on the 25th, you can check us out down at the Farmers Market in the morning. At 9 o'clock, we're going to be having Paul come out, and he's going to be preparing dishes made from locally grown items. So items you can pick up yourself. Right at the farmer's market. And we'll have recipe cards, and there'll be samples, of course.
So. Okay. So, and what day is that going to be on?
It is Saturday, the 25th.
Okay, August 25th.
August 25th, right at the farmer's market, downtown Rapids.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It will be fun and probably very tasty.
Yes, yes. I know there's been educational opportunities with some of these Tribune teasers.
Yes.
And you have one coming up.
We do. So we've heard from a lot of folks during the Tribune time, myself included, that, you know, we have all these creative people, and some people have such wonderful talent. But what I know is I love flowers, but I don't know how to put them in a vase and make them look as beautiful as if I picked them up. So we are partnering with Wisconsin Rapids Floral and Gifts, Casey Rowe, who is going to come down and teach us how to make an awesome floral arrangement. So we're going to have a night of fun. It's going to be on September 6th at the Tribune Building. I believe it'll be at 6 o'clock. We're just finalizing plans with Casey right now, but we wanted to get that out there a little bit today.
Sure.
Just so people are aware. Because space will be limited. You'll have to register for that one. But if you don't know how to arrange flowers, like me, you should come. And it's going to be like kind of like a wine and paint night, but it's going to be with flowers instead. And so she'll be bringing all the materials. So there will be a fee, but it's going to be awesome. Much like our Teach and Taste the month before, we had a lot of folks come out and do that class as well.
Now, the Global Giving Update. What's the latest on what a very exciting opportunity?
Yeah, so we're still working on the global giving for the Tribune, and we've got some upcoming giving opportunities that are going to be available on that crowdfunding site. So far, we've actually raised over $8,000, close to $9,000 from 109 donors, Carl.
That's great. That's incredible. It's a way to go, gang.
Yeah, and you can still donate on the site. So if you go to globalgiving.org and you search for the Tribune, you can find the project page, and you're still able to make another donation, or, you know, make a donation if you haven't had an opportunity yet. It's really an honor to be on that site, and our community should be really proud of that.
Yeah, and who knows? It might attract a bigger donor who sees that and goes, well, something special going on in that area.
Yeah, if you search on the Global Giving site, you're not going to find a lot of rural American projects. So we're pretty unique in that way. And what's still unique, and we've said this all along about the Tribune, that it's been resident-led, that this is something that residents have come forth and decided, you know, the end use and helped really design and plan for. And so much like that process, this fundraising process is like that. It's very grassroots. It's very organic. We're trying to just, you know, if it takes us a while to build a building, it does. But we want to make sure that everyone sees themselves. So whether you have a dollar to give to the project or you're one of those larger funders who have $100,000 to give to the project, we'll take both.
Yes.
And both are appreciated equally.
Well, I appreciate you ladies coming here for the update. Anything else before I let you go?
No, I would just say thank you so much for helping us out at the community picnic.
And you're very welcome.
We're glad that your sister had a great time on her birthday.
She did. She did. It was nice to sit down and have dinner with sis. It was a fun evening. And thank you to everybody that showed up and to all the volunteers and all the new partners who stepped up. I guess the only thing I have to say is let's do it again next year.